It's time now for a rundown of your evening farm report on KLGR. Let's take a look at how the markets ended the day. May corn was 4 1/4 cents higher, 3.86 1/4. December new crop up 3 1/4 cents at 4.04 3/4. Soybeans for May, 12.5 cents higher at the close, 10.68 even. November new crop, 5 3/4 cents higher at 10.38 even. Soybean meal for July, $2 higher, 3.94 10. The May was $2.50 higher, 3.97 20. Soybean oil for May, 16 cents higher, 32.39. July up 16 cents at 32.59. Chicago wheat for May, 20.5 cents higher at 5.15 1/2. July was 21 1/4 cents higher at 5.28 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for May, 11 cents higher at 6.32 3/4. New crop up 8 cents at 6.45 3/4. Kansas wheat for May, 21 1/4 cents higher at 5.43 1/2. New crop September, 21 1/2 higher at 5.75 3/4. Oats for May, 3 1/4 cents higher, 2.73 1/2. New crop up a penny at 2.69 1/4. Taking a look at the Merc, April live cattle a nickel higher at the close, 123.32. June down a dime at 115.50. Feeder cattle for March, 30 cents higher at 145.05. April down 25 cents at 146.75. Lean hogs for April, 25 cents lower at 66.97. The May was down 32 cents at 74.55. That's the check of the markets here on the Evening Farm Report. Take a look at some farm news here on the Evening Farm Report. It may seem something straight out of a spy movie, but cameras everywhere are watching for the most subtle change in conditions. Then it happens, a move, slow down in activity, and data goes straight back to a control room. It's not a diamond vault in Amsterdam, it's a dairy. And those changes the camera picked up are able to better manage the health and well-being of the dairy cattle. This technology is possible through an agriculture tech startup company called Cantheus. The company is one of the first to develop cattle facial recognition software. Co-founder David Hunt explains how it works.
For each individual cow, we set up a visual ID profile that includes what its pel pattern looks like and what its facial features are like. And occasionally, we also read the ear tags just to boost the confidence threshold that it is definitely that animal. That enables us to get pretty accurate ID of each individual animal. And currently we ID each individual animal in the herd 30 times a second. And then we put all of those individual IDs together once a second to assess what the animal is doing. So if we see a rate of change of pixels around the muzzle, we know the animal has taken a bite of food.
Like any startup technology company, Cantheus has not always been a smooth road. Hunt talks about just how long it's taken to develop the technology.
So we've been working on this for 3.5 years now. While our commercialization deployment has been, in terms of the technology itself, that was pretty streamlined and straightforward. We've 2 installs in the US at the moment, one in California and one in New York. The principal problems we had when we were sort of doing more commercial installs was actually access to high standard electricians and installers.
The founder's hard work has paid off as the system is live in dairies in California and New York. Hunt says one of the first things they found at both dairies is that dominant cows will hog water troughs and subordinate cows many times don't get enough access to water. Another thing they found at one dairy still has them scratching their heads.
We've also had a really bizarre one in our test install that we're still not fully sure what the causative factors are. But basically, we found that there were 2 brothers that fed their cows, and one brother fed from the open end of the barn, back towards the back of the barn, and out again in a U. And the other brother drove the feed wagon in and fed from the back of the barn going out. For reasons we don't understand, the cows had a stronger sustained feed intake when they were fed from the back of the barn out, rather than you putting down the feed from the open end of the barn going to the back. You know, when we mucked around with that, we got sustained feed intake when we got the other brother to start feeding from the back out as well.
The technology has attracted offers from several large ag companies looking to help Hunt and his partners expand the company. Cantheus, though, has partnered with Cargill, and Hunt says the relationship is a good fit.
Our relationship with Cargill stemmed ultimately from the technology. But then secondly, you know, we've spoken to a lot of the big ag companies, a lot of the major VCs, and just on a pure sort of cultural and worldview basis, we were extremely closely aligned with the way Cargill sees the world going, or indeed how we see the world going. Working with Cargill just felt like putting on a pair of old shoes, put it that way. It was just like all 3 of us founders come from the ag industry, and we just really enjoyed the relationship that we've developed Cargill throughout the investment process.
With Cargill's funding, David said the next step is to use the system for swine, poultry, and aquaculture. That's been a look at your evening farm report on KLGR.